This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans for the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
And his huge lies, and we've got the gold. You remember the gold bars that are linked to Senator Menendez? Well, it turns out those gold bars appear to have been procured in some way. We don't know by who yet, but they can be traced back, evidently, to a violent robbery that occurred over a decade ago, or about a decade ago. So, folks, I got to tell you, I don't know sometimes. You know, stacks of cash and gold bars and huge lies. Eventually we got to get down to business. And it seems like some of our elected representatives are just really not doing that. Folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. We're heading into hour number four, which of course is the 5 o'clock hour. So four is five, five is four. You get it. That kind of thing. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's my home website. And you can send me a direct message as well, as we've heard from many of you here in recent days. And once again, thanks to Michael. I love to keep saying this. Thanks to Michael listening to AM860, who wrote in through direct message and said, "Hey, Kyle, it's time to start playing some Christmas music." And you're absolutely right about that. So we've got that peppered in here as we head towards Christmas time. And so once again, folks, welcome to the program. Don't forget 949-822-7959. And we've been talking about a lot of great things this morning, a lot of great energy on the program, talking about these missile attacks by the Houthis. We've also got the debate coming up on Wednesday night. There's going to be now four, and then there were four. Doug Burgum, of course, the North Dakota governor, he has now dropped out of the race. It really becomes not just a money thing, but it also becomes the idea that, you know, you're not qualifying in terms of the polling to be part of these debates. And if you're not part of the debates, then it's really, really an uphill climb. I guess unless you're Donald Trump, if you're Donald Trump, you're still so far ahead in the polls that you're not showing up to the debates. So my question to you this morning is, should Donald Trump show up for the debates? Does he need to? Does he not need to? I think from President Trump's perspective, of course, and he's kind of made this clear, right? No, he doesn't think that he needs to show up to these things. But that being said, there are a lot of different policies. And I think in this upcoming election, it's going to be these, almost like, remember Barack Obama said, make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. I'm not on the ballot, but these policies are on the ballot. But for sure, these policies are on the ballot. And one of the things that, as conservatives, what we need to be able to do is we need to be able to articulate those policies in such a way that people who might be on the fence, people who might be looking for a reason to not vote for not just Joe Biden, but any Democrat nominee. And I just want to sort of qualify it with that, because I do think that we're going to see some major changes. And of course, even the other night, I love going back to this debate with Gavin Newsom and versus Ron DeSantis, because Gavin Newsom pretty much just kind of gave the party line. No, 100% behind Biden. It's all good. He can do it. I'll take him at 100, age 100, and not just 80 over Ron DeSantis and this kind of stuff. And that's, again, that's just the party line because he just wants to be in good with the party right now because he believes that they will make a change for health reasons or step down, want to spend more time with my grandchildren, can't really do this big campaign. All that writing is on the wall. But obviously, no matter who the Democrat nominee is, you're going to have some people who are looking around and saying to themselves, you know, I'm not better off than I was 4 years ago. You know what? I can't really afford all the stuff I wanted to do. I didn't have a great Christmas. You know, things are uncertain. Yes, interest rates may start coming down. They may start cutting rates, but that's going to be a little bit later on. And it's still expensive, too expensive to go out and buy a house. I don't want to sell my house now because I've got this great rate and I've got to go pay this other huge rate and lock into that for the foreseeable future. And so it's not really happening out there right now. People really just aren't feeling like, hey, things are moving up. Things are moving forward. And, you know, this idea, well, by the way, you know, what was it, two or three weeks ago, we were paying enormous amounts for gasoline here in California. The price has come down a little bit, but it's still high. And so, you know, if you trumpet this fact from the podium of the White House press briefing room or something, well, gas prices have eased. Well, they may have eased, but they're still way, way, way too high from where they were before all this trouble started. And it's just that simple. So how do people feel? That is the question, by the way. And that's the question that the four musketeers here need to talk about. Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Chris Christie on the debate stage on Wednesday. And, of course, we'll have the aftermath of that debate. We'll be talking about it. Hopefully we'll have some clips by that time as well. But sparks will fly. We know that that's going to happen. But that central question, and this is how you win elections. You can't win elections unless you have sort of this unified message, and that's exactly what Democrats do. That's what they're good at. But what the Republican candidates need to be able to do, again, is articulate why these policies are better, why these policies are going to create more opportunity, why these policies are going to be America's best bet, not only just economically, but also its best bet in foreign policy, because nobody, I think, can really say that foreign policy is doing fine. It's no big deal. Everything's fine with foreign policy. All right, well, we got a caller holding on, so hold on through the break there, caller, and we're going to come right back because we got to go to a short timeout right here. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. 949-822-7959. That's the number. Stay right there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Has your body ever gotten low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back as we continue to race through this Tuesday edition. And we hope that you have some great plans for later on today, of course. Here we are on Tuesday. It's been a great couple of days here, of course, on the broadcast. We look forward to another great week of broadcasting here on the show. Once again, 949-822-7959. That's the number to call in if you'd like to opine. And we do have a caller that's been waiting patiently on the line here. Let's go head on over to the switchboard. Caller, good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from this morning?
Are you talking to me?
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Oh, okay. Yes, good morning. Yeah, my name is Frank. I'm calling you from Las Vegas.
Hey, Frank.
And, yes, I got three quick things.
Sure.
I don't know if you saw Oliver Stone's movie Talk Radio. And just the sheer ratings on Talk, you know, how bad TV and just how deceitful the news media is. There's something that was disappoints me about Talk Radio, and you have an outstanding constituency in this country up and down the dial. Most of the guys that, you know, host shows now are have at a minimum a bachelor's. The disappointing, the late great Jerry Doyle, God rest his soul, he only made it to 62, but he would review the call screeners, and unfortunately there a lot of them are Marxist activists, and he fired more call screeners, you know, because he would pull back and listen. That's not what I called about. What I called about is, this isn't rocket science, Kyle. You take a landmass the size of the United States, even if one, let's say it's a block square.
Mm-hmm.
Any one of those sides get removed, You don't have a border. You don't have a border. You don't have a country. It's not up for debate. It's, again, it's not rocket science. And, gosh, I'm losing my train of thought. The other thing I wanted to talk about.
No worries.
Oh, I've got alcoholic dementia. It slipped my mind. I'm not going to bore. I'm not going to be a boring caller. I'll have to call you another night. I'm going to have to quit being lazy and start writing my thoughts down. Like Jerry Doyle said, being a comedian is actually easy. When you wake up with a thought, put it on paper. I apologize.
Yeah.
It's for not that y'all. I'll call you back tomorrow.
That sounds great, Frank. I appreciate it. Frank in Las Vegas, one of my favorite cities in the whole wide world. I love Las Vegas, and I appreciate Frank's call very much. No worries, Frank. Yeah, call back anytime. And, you know, before I get to your comment about the border, you know, I love Las Vegas. I've been going to Las Vegas my whole life. We're not all that far away. I can make it, well, I think I made it once a little over 4 hours, and that was kind of pushing it from Orange County all the way over to Las Vegas. But it's not just, you know, Las Vegas, the Strip, and so forth with all the big hotels and everything, but that's fun. But the town of Las Vegas is also just got a lot of great people, and we've met a lot of great people there over the years. We've actually done a lot of business over in the Las Vegas area over time. And it's always a great pleasure to go to Las Vegas, and again, a lot of great people there. So, Frank, I appreciate your call very much. And to your point about the border, you're right. That's the thing, and this is why I think the Democrat Party elite, for one thing, they understand that by destabilizing or by opening the border, basically. And yes, I know what Mayorkas tells us, the border's closed. I know that, but obviously it's not. People walk right across it. But the Democrat Party elite, they know, they understand that that destabilizes our society. And you come in with individuals who are here illegally. They're not going to contribute into society in a legitimate fashion. Everything has to be in the shadows. I think the Democrat Party elite want it just like that. Because they believe one day they're going to vote, they're going to vote illegally, or they're going to acquire the ability to vote. No matter what it is, they believe it's an engine to keep them in power in perpetuity. And so one of the great conundrums is how to take that particular thing away from the Democrats. And obviously, you have to have better border security, you have to really close the border, and you have to be able to find a way for people to come here legitimately so such that they can partake of being in the American society, pursue the American dream, and so forth, and also to make sure that people that are coming here have something to contribute as well. So it's a large, daunting problem. But when you do kick away that part of your block, right, the four-sided block, then anybody can come over. And that means bad actors as well. And that is also very, very scary. So, you know, I think that the border issue can be approached because here's the thing. The Democrat Party elite and many in the media, they message it this way. If you are somehow wanting to have border security, and by the way, this transcends. You'll find a lot of people that are Hispanic or people that have come from different countries. They'll say, yeah, we do need border security, especially people who went through the legitimate means to actually come to the United States to live and work and to build a new life and want to even pursue citizenship in many cases. So the Democrat Party elite know that if you question the idea that the border is porous, or if you bring up, I should say, the idea that the border is porous, well, you're some kind of a racist, right? And that's how you try to stop arguments. This is the same thing going on right now. Well, if Trump gets elected, you know, he's going to be Hitler. It's just going to be Hitler. And here we go again, more Hitler. And it's not a way to win an argument. In fact, it's kind of a ridiculous way of doing it. But unfortunately, sometimes it does work. It's like big lies, you know, big lies strategy. And this goes back, you know, just parenthetically here, right? This goes back to even the Third Reich, right? It's what you lie the lie big enough. It's so big that either people just won't question it, or over time they just accept it, right? And so that's where we get that term, big lie strategy. So you just have this, you just create this illusion that what you're saying is really true, and eventually it just becomes sort of second nature. And that's a lot of times what even the Democrat Party elite are practicing on us, big lie strategy. Okay, let's head over to the next telephone line. We got Backgammon Bob with us once again. Good morning, Backgammon Bob. We have just a little bit of time before the break, but what's on your mind?
I know. Anyway, wanted to say about Trump. I think he definitely should come on the things because he can present himself. He can present some of his thoughts. He can also show himself as being more moderate, sensible. In other words, he can change some of the perception of him by some of the people that wouldn't vote for him. And I think this is important. Also, he can contrast himself with some of the other people in the primaries too. Do you agree?
Well, you know, I do think he has those opportunities. You know, it's like the idea of just, you know, canceling the primary in Florida. There was some pushback at the White House for that from the press. And Karine Jean-Pierre didn't want to talk about it, obviously. But it goes to this idea that, well, wait a minute. I mean, if you really want to get everybody's vote, the argument goes this way. If you really want to get everybody's vote, then go to the debate and just wipe the floor with everybody. I mean, you should be able to do that. On the other side, though, Trump is going to say, well, why should I do that? Because my campaign is flourishing without doing that. But I still think that you need to be able to have a unified message. And yeah, there's adversarial aspects to the primaries, but yeah, I just think he needs to be able to hone his ability to respond, because
maybe he is afraid that he won't be able to control himself as far as responding to attacks.
Well, in other words, that he might go a little bit more over the top, which is sometimes causing these unforced errors that he's had throughout his political career. Yeah, and
that's what I'm saying. So in other words, he might be looking at it as a heads I lose, tails I break even deal.
right. Well, yeah, I just think that he needs to evaluate again, because there are some people out there who don't want to vote for Donald Trump for whatever reason. But if they could hear him talking, especially to even what might even be considered a more or less friendly sort of atmosphere, because they're all Republicans on the stage, and people might be able to say, oh, yeah, well, I was better off 4 years ago. I really was. I had more money. We had more stability, this kind of thing. He might be able to use it to his advantage. But Backgammon Bob,
because the Democrats outnumber us, we've got to win some of them over.
Exactly.
Simple as that.
You're right about
exactly.
that.
Exactly. And we have to also some sort of a compromise on the abortion issue, because I think that's the biggest danger.
Yeah.
All right.
Thanks again, Backgammon Bob. Heading to the break. Take care. We'll talk again.
Good. All right.
Backgammon Bob, everybody. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back. Kyle Warren with you.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The White House is pointing to Iran for attacks on 3 commercial ships in the Red Sea Sunday. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
The position of the United States, consistent with the position of the UN Security Council and consistent with the position of maritime nations across the world, is that attacks on commercial shipping in international waters are totally unacceptable and have to stop. And what we are doing now is engaging in intensive consultations with partners and allies to determine the appropriate next steps.
Speaker of the House, Republican Mike Johnson, believes he has enough votes to launch the impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. Johnson says the inquiry has become a necessary step. The House could vote to authorize the impeachment inquiry as early as this week. The Biden administration has called the impeachment efforts illegitimate. The House Oversight Committee has revealed dozens of offshore bank accounts tied to the Biden family. Lance Pry, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
That's right, and we choose substance over shtick. We really do. And welcome back to the program, folks. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That is the number to call, of course, if you'd like to be part of the program this morning, 949-822-7959. And yeah, we do. We choose substance over shtick. You know, because my friends, you know, a shtick, you know, it can't inform you, right? You know, shtick, you know, it can't bring somebody to your side. You know, again, this is where you have to have the ability to, you know, bring your policies cogently and be able to you know, really try to change hearts and minds. Again, this is where we're going. You know, this is where you have to go if you really want to have a real difference in this next upcoming election. People will see that they're not better off than they were. But at the same time, there's going to be a lot of resistance to make that change back. Only because you've got these social issues and so forth, and these do have a bearing. Look at what happened in the midterms. So, yeah, having shtick, like I said, it's not going to bring somebody over to your side. It's not an argument. It's boring, you know, to have a shtick, just to have a shtick. But, you know, we got these real issues we got to talk about. There's no doubt about that. And so that's one of the reasons we're here. So once again, folks, welcome back to the program, 949-822-7959. Let's head on over to Marion St. Pete and find out what she has on her mind this morning. Marion St. Pete, good morning.
Good morning. My answer to your question on Trump showing up for debates would be the first thing is, did Biden show up for debates during his running? I think he was in the basement a lot, which is where I'll bet he is now. and I wish he was there now myself. But I would still say, back then the saying was, from Corey Lewandowski, with President Trump, is let Trump be Trump. If you want to watch a lot of Trump, just go to other networks, go to the computer, get on the, quote, alternative right sites, and you can see President Trump doing rallies quite frequently. But if he's ahead, I don't think anybody's going to catch up with him because he's on the right side, the correct side, that is. So let Trump be Trump. That's what I think, Kyle. Thank you.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Mary. Call back anytime. Of course, glad to hear from you. Yeah, I do think that since he's so far ahead, you know, and he's far ahead for a reason. See, this is also what's kind of lost to some degree on some of these other candidates, right? They can't imagine why, but Trump is a known commodity. But you're fighting a couple of other factors here too. Number one would be inevitability. Sometimes the American voters, they don't necessarily like the idea of inevitability. Trump is able to, as I said, be a known commodity that they can look back not all that long ago to his presidency and say, well, this was the state of affairs. Now, you can say what you want about the tweets. You can say what you want about some of the other things, as we've talked about many times before, the unforced errors. So he's got to find a way to make sure that those who have had trouble with that kind of thing are going to realize that, well, you know, this is going to be a very, very different kind of Trump administration, not so much in the fact that you wouldn't be drilling for oil or you wouldn't be trying to get better deals with China, stuff like that, but that there's going to be a little bit more or less, actually, of all that other stuff, only because I think people want to have the thought that, well, you know, things are a little bit more stable. And I do think he can make that argument. And this is one of the reasons why the far left wants to paint Donald Trump as being a complete lunatic who's going to do this. He's going to get us into World War III. The economy's going to crash. But look around us. Those kinds of things are already happening, it looks like. I mean, we're looking at things like World War III. And I hate to say, and I don't say that just to be funny or something. I do say that because with what's happening in the Middle East right now, and the idea that people are coming against Israel, and we're seeing it in droves all around the world and all these different protests and so forth, we're looking at the genesis of some real conflicts, especially if somehow we're drawn into it through some of these other attacks. So how we got here is one of the things that Trump and the other Republicans on Wednesday night can even talk about, to say, look, we got here in a very specific way. This didn't just happen overnight. And the way things were going prior to the Biden administration were much better. Iran was being contained. There was a general consensus in the Middle East among some of these key players that Iran needed to be contained. That, lo and behold, there were going to be some very serious progress made on legitimizing diplomatic relations between Saudi Arabia and Israel, for goodness sakes. And then suddenly you get this Hamas attack. And that just goes to the pattern. Every single time there was any serious thought, any serious progress made on the two-state solution, for example, and this goes multiple presidents. This isn't just about Trump or Biden or the last 5 years. This has been going on for quite some time. There's always something that happens. Peace talks, then you have a terrorist attack, and that eliminates the peace talks. Now everybody's got to go away. We've got to try to regroup on this whole thing and so forth. Because, again, as we've said many times, it's not the size of Israel that is the sticking point. It is the existence of Israel. So nobody really wants, at least I think in the Arab world, a two-state solution. I think Israel would live with that. They would tolerate that, and they have been willing to actually do that. But in terms of of what's happening with these terror groups, they're never going to allow that. So, yes, you're looking at a security a function to try to eradicate Hamas right now and try to make it such that that kind of attack can't occur again. But unfortunately, folks, the cruel reality of it is that this kind of attack would be desirable by these terror groups in a heartbeat. They're just not going to give up. Because, again, it's not the size of Israel that's the problem. It is the existence of Israel that's the problem. By the way, folks, 949-822-7959, China now says the U.S. Navy ship illegally intruded into waters in the South China Sea. Here we go again. But guess what? My money's going to be on that we are operating in international waters and, navigating on the high seas, basically, which is fine to do. This Dateline Beijing from the AP, Chinese military said that the American naval ship had illegally intruded on Monday into waters near the Second Thomas Shoal, the site of a hot territorial dispute between China and the Philippines in the South China Sea. Chinese naval force was mobilized to track the USS Gabriel Giffords during the operation, according to a statement from the People's Liberation Army Southern Theater. Oh, boy. The U.S. Navy 7th Fleet said the ship was, as we said, conducting routine operations in international waters consistent with international law. Chinese and Philippine naval and Coast Guard ships have confronted each other repeatedly around the shoal in Spratly Islands in recent months as China tries to prevent the Philippines from resupplying and repairing a rusting warship that it intentionally ran aground in 1999 to serve as a military outpost. Dwarfed by China's military might, the Philippines has sought America's help in its multitude territorial disputes with China in the South China Sea. But, of course, they're going to mobilize their Navy to come after the USS Gabriel Giffords. And, again, but this very, very sticky business, right? One false move and you can have a real problem on your hands. But certainly operating within international waters is the norm. It's fine. And I'm not surprised that China's squawking like this, but again, it puts into perspective sometimes too. Trying to have these meetings, say for example with President Xi, and they cleaned up San Francisco, and they put up all the Chinese flags, and they talked to them a little bit about fentanyl and so forth. But yet, this kind of stuff keeps going on, and again, this is going to be something that we got to be ready for because it's blown up in the Middle East, but it could blow up there just as easily in the South China Sea. That's why you need leadership. That's why these elections matter. That's why your foreign policy and your entire outlook has to be consistent and laid out and something that actually makes sense and not what we're seeing from the Biden administration right now. Do you feel safer? Do you feel better? I didn't think so. Stay right there, folks. Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back. As we're heading into the final segment of the program this morning, and again, you know, the time just flies by. It really, really does. And that's because we've had some great calls this morning. We talked with Denise Simon. We talked with Chris Markowski. And I appreciate all the phone calls as well. In fact, it was good to hear from Frank in Las Vegas. Again, we're really glad to hear from people listening in Las Vegas. And also, of course, we heard from Mary in St. Pete, heard from Backgammon Bob as well. And so once in Joe in Sarasota. It's always great to hear from everybody. So once again, thanks again for your messages. Thanks again for the birthday wishes, too, on Facebook. I really appreciate that very much. It sort of made my day. And, yeah, it's another trip around the sun there. And so very happy about that. And but one of the things, though, too, that was really sort of got my attention in a funny sort of way. Of course, you know, the House has now voted to expel Representative George Santos. An ethics, they had an ethics report about him, of course, and there's a lot still going on. I don't know, maybe he still may be facing some consequences about this, but NBC New York had published a list of some of the things that he evidently was, well, not truthful about, right? Created a false impression of himself evidently lied about where he went to school. He admitted he did not attend universities he had previously claimed on his resume. New York Times subsequently reported some Santos staffers uncovered that and other lies in 2021 and left his staff when he refused to end his campaign. He lied about where he worked. He lied about owning a number of rental properties. Turned out he later acknowledged he did not own rental properties. Lied about being, this is very bizarre, by the way. Very bizarre. He lied about being Jewish. And now this gets to where this is just a little out of the, beyond the pale. He repeatedly said during his campaign he was a proud American Jew, but later backtracked and identified as, quote, Jewish, meaning J-E-W-I-S-H. He said, I was Jewish, in kind of I don't know if it's trying to be humorous, but it's certainly bizarre and actually insulting as well, I think. So he's not Jewish. He lied about his criminal status in Brazil, although evidently Brazilian prosecutors continued to look into that. Lied to donors, lied about his athletic accomplishments. He said he had a full ride scholarship to Baruch College to play volleyball, and he had both knees replaced as a result of his athletic career. But he evidently eventually acknowledged he never attended Baruch College, and there's no evidence his knees have been replaced. Lied about campaign finances. These are all the allegations, right? Lied about who his campaign treasurer was. It took an attorney to say, no, he's not taking over as treasurer when they evidently filed something in for his campaign. Said, this guy's going to be my campaign manager. Nope, that's not what it was. Lying to investors, lying about raising money for a homeless veteran's dog. That's low, right? That's, come on, man. Lied about being mugged in Manhattan. And, you know, so Saturday Night Live, Bowen Yang, a very funny guy, portrayed George Santos. And it's very funny. If you find it on YouTube, you won't be disappointed. It's very funny indeed. All right, let's head over to the telephone lines. Yeah, just... huge lies. It's fine. It's no big deal. Just embellish to your heart's desire, I guess. All right, let's head over to line one. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Is this me, John, from Clearwater, Florida?
Good morning, John. Yes, good morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a note about Florida State.
Okay.
Michigan got rewarded for cheating, number one. And the SEC got rewarded by when they took out our quarterback in that game with Florida. They got fined both for spitting and spearing.
Wow.
And I think that needs to be addressed. And then the SEC got rewarded for bad deeds by taking our quarterback out, taking us out of and putting Alabama in. Sec got rewarded for bad deeds, and we got the shaft. I think it had to be said, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Reminds me of that song, I Got You Got the Mine, I Got the Shaft. Yeah.
Yep, that's right.
Exactly.
Okay, I thought it had to be said.
It had to be said. I think you're right. Hey, thanks, John. John in Clearwater, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Well, yeah, that's we were talking to Patrick Hyland yesterday as well, and he was mentioning this. And, yeah, it just seemed like he and I agreed, right? This wasn't fair, and this wasn't a great thing to do. But John in Clearwater, sure do appreciate the call. Call back anytime. Glad to talk with you. And once again, folks, telephone number is 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You know, earlier in the broadcast, we were talking a little bit about Bill Maher. He had quite an interesting quote. I don't think we have time to play it right now. But he was talking about how Donald Trump talked about wanting to, you know, teach our kids in school a little bit more about their country. Well, you know, I think we might have a little bit of time here. Yeah, let's cue this back up. And let's hear what he had to say. Because, again, Bill Maher is very far over on the left, but he needles the left. And when you get these kinds of choice quotes, it's very interesting because I think it sort of makes their heads spin. You know, in fact, he opens this up by saying, I'm getting ready for the second Trump administration already, you know, because I think he also kind of sees where a lot of this might be going. But let's listen in here. This is from his program on HBO, I believe. But what he talks about might surprise you in terms of what our kids are learning about or sort of being guided to think about our country. And when you get somebody like Bill Maher to call out something like this, you know it's bad. All right, let's take a listen. Bill Maher.
So let me bring up one more plank in the... I'm getting ready for the next Trump term already. He says he under his administration, his next one, schools will teach students to love their country, not to hate their country like they're taught now. I got to say, this one doesn't bother me so much. Because I think that, I mean, this is what I see when I see kids demonstrating, these progressives demonstrating for Hamas, the most illiberal people in the world, that, oh, good, we're going to give America its comeuppance. America. This is, they kind of have been indoctrinated this way. And Chuck Schumer made a speech this week. He said anti-Semitism is a five-alarm fire that must be extinguished. This is the highest-ranking Jewish politician we've ever had in this country. He talked about when Jewish people hear chants like from the river to the sea, you understand that means wipe us out by any means necessary. Vulnerabilities in the party, James, the Democrats have a big split generationally on this issue. The kids seem to be with the Palestinians. And the older generation seems to be with Israel.
Well, the kids are with TikTok.
Right. Well, and that's a very interesting perspective there. But you heard what Bill Maher's talking about. You know, this is, and by the way, you know, he didn't decry this as propaganda. Oh, you know, because I think your typical left, you know, Democrat Party elite ilk, right, is going to say, oh, well, if we start talking about, you know, why we should love our country, well, that's just propaganda. No, it's not. It's actually the opposite. What they're getting right now is the propaganda, right? That is the propaganda. America's bad. It's based on evil. America had slavery.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.